Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and we have got a fun little show for you today. We are all still in quarantine, so we are doing the best we can with what we have. And I gotta tell you, I am surrounded virtually by some of my all-time favorite people. This is going to be a fun night. Jennifer is shaking her head no. You may not be surrounded by your favorite people, Jennifer, but I am surrounded by some of my favorite people. So, tonight, Leah and I are sand baby. We have my little baby Paige is up at my in-laws for the evening. And the first night of peace we've had in like 3 months. And tonight we are playing a complete the list style game with four contestants. I am going to be hosting. We have got 12 rounds of complete the list style pub trivia experience quality banter that we're going to be bringing you. But before we do that, let's pass it around and let everyone meet who is playing tonight. Starting all the way across the table from me, it's my lovely wife, Leah.
Hey, everyone. Glad to be back. I feel like I haven't been on here in a while, but I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to be drinking. Tonight I'm drinking a little bit of I.W. Harper bourbon mixed in with a little bit of Diet Dr. Pepper.
And you like that bourbon. You're a fan.
I do. It's nice. It's strong, or at least the way I made it was strong, but it's nice. I like it.
Yeah, I had it. It was all right. So aside from Leah, who has not been on the show in a trivia capacity, I think, since like right after the baby was born.
I think I've only been on for trivia once.
Aside from Leah, we're going all the way out to Tampa, Florida. You know her. You've come to tolerate her. Say hello to Jen.
Hey, guys. I don't know about the whole toleration thing because I'm barely tolerable on the best days, but I'm being my same old lame self that you guys have grown to know and, you know, loathe. I'm drinking Mountain Dew, and I'm eating popcorn as you do. So
that's fine. That is the Jen that we know and tolerate for small periods of time. This will be the first time in a long time I'm talking to Jen without a drink in my hand, because I am not drinking tonight because I am the DD that's going to go pick up my daughter. So I am staying sober. Leah is not. So this is going to be a fun night. Heading on down to, over to Wesley Chapel, Florida, right? No? Well, you know, we've got a married couple here. It is Hannah and Jeremy. And I thought you lived in Wesley Chapel. Apparently I'm wrong. Maybe you're in Lutz, but I don't know. Say hello.
We do live in Tampa. Yes, we live over in Citrus Park. I work in Wesley Chapel, so that was where the confusion probably was.
It was. So you guys have a blog, right?
Yeah, we do a travel vlog.
A vlog, not even a buh, a v.
Oh, no B's. No B's, all V's.
All V's. So where have you guys been?
Lots of places.
Most recently, over the last month with coronavirus, COVID-19 and everything, it's been a little bit lackluster. We've not been able to really travel. But today we were able to go out to the Florida Wild Safari. It's a drive-through situation, so it's contactless. And that was a lot of fun. We did a series on our spring break road trip just prior to COVID-19.
Which looked like a lot of fun. Tennessee.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time up in the Smoky Mountains and South Carolina, Hilton Head.
First time I've been to the mountains since I was an adult, so that was pretty awesome. Yeah. So we got plans for the future, cool. But we'll see. We'll see what they turn to be. Who knows?
So if our listeners did want to follow along with your vlog or find you on social media, what's the best way to do that?
It's just Hannah and Jeremy Travel. And we have an Instagram and a YouTube.
So if you find the Pub Trivia Experience on Instagram, you'll find a link to their Instagram. Little shameless plug there. Pub Trivia Experience is on Instagram and Facebook at Pub Trivia Experience, on Twitter at Pub Trivia Pod, www.pubtriviaexperience.com. Before we get into the show, I have no warm-up game tonight. None whatsoever. But what I do have is a heads up on what is a couple of the bonus things that have been coming out recently. So, since we're all in this quarantine-ish stuff together, on Friday nights, while we're in quarantine, since we can't be out at Antelope Brew, we are hosting live trivia on our Facebook feed. You can find us there. We also have some bonus content that's come out. We've already published an entirety of the Disney Pixar Movie Challenge, where we whittled down 64 Disney and Pixar films to come up with the best one. A couple of us, Jennifer and I, along with some of our friends, are neck deep right now in the Best Comic Book Movie Challenge. And I can honestly tell you, last episode had me a little bit in tears because I had to say goodbye to one of my favorites. Jennifer feels the same way. Although, Jennifer, I think you and I were the only supportive Tank Girl. Is that right?
I believe so. Well, you didn't even end up voting for her in the end, did you?
No, I voted for Ninja Turtles, but Tank Girl's a fun movie.
It's so great.
But the entirety of that podcast, which is going to end up being like 7 or 8 episodes, that'll be on our bonus feed as well. Also, last thing, our sister podcast, Recast That, is officially like 4 episodes deep. We just published this week our episode on the classic television show Three's Company, where we went back and we recast the 4 main roles using modern actors. So you've got Die Hard, Back to the Future, Three's Company, and Mrs. Doubtfire all out there on the Recast That podcast. You can find that anywhere you get podcasts. Oh, also, no, take that back, because we also did Tiger King. We cast the Tiger King movie, and not even we thought to cast Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic. I like our casting better, though, so go give it a listen. See, I'm not even drinking and I can't talk. But we're going to get started. So your order tonight, we've got 12 rounds of trivia. The starting order will rotate throughout the rounds. We're going to start with Leah, go to Jeremy, Jennifer, then Hannah. Here is your first category. According to CaffeineInformer.com, in the year 2014, give me the 10 best-selling sodas in the U.S. And I will tell you, it is the best-selling soda types, not the company, but the actual types themselves. So we are going to start with my lovely wife, Leah.
So if I were to say Diet Coke, that would be an answer you were...
Diet Coke would be an answer. Is that what you're going with?
I'm
going
to go with Diet Coke.
Diet Coke is on the list. Jeremy.
You know, I think I'm going to go with Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is on the list. Jennifer.
I'm going to go with what I'm drinking. I'm going to go with Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew is on the list. Hannah, you're up.
I was going to say Mountain Dew. Let's just do regular Coke.
Regular Coke, number one with a bullet. We're back to Leah.
Okay. Pepsi?
Pepsi is number two. Good job, Jeremy. I
think I'm going to come in with Sprite.
Sprite is on the list, and we have gone 6 in a row without missing one. Jennifer, can you keep it going?
I hope so. I'm going to go with Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Oh, Jennifer, no. Wild Cherry Pepsi is not on the list. So Jennifer's out in round two. Hannah,
all right, guys.
What do you have?
Just Cherry Coke.
Oh, Cherry Coke is not on the list. It's time to Leah and Jeremy for this round. Leah, you're up next.
Diet Pepsi?
Diet Pepsi is on the list. Jeremy.
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Sierra Mist.
Oh, Sierra Mist is not on the list.
Ah.
So if you've played one of these complete the list style games here with the Pub Trivia Experience before, you know that Leah now has a chance to get a lead and get as many more points as she can get. There are 3 left, How many of these final three can you name? Leo, you're up.
There's one I want to say, but I don't.
Tell us how you really feel.
Okay, so we've done... My favorite is Diet Dr. Pepper, but I know it's sometimes very hard to find. So I don't think I want to do that. I'm trying to think what you would find at, like, a fountain drink station. What about... I don't know if this is a brand, but I'm going to say root beer.
Root beer is not on the list. That's going to tap us there with 7 out of 10 correct answers. The ones that you're missing. Don't you want to?
Fanta?
Fanta. Don't you want to? Fanta.
Really?
Fanta is on the list.
Who drinks Fanta?
Fanta's delicious. It's terrible.
Is that like
for
a kid's drink? Like, is that something that kids drink?
Orange soda, grape soda. Don't you remember that? Was it the Go-Go Dancers and the Wanta Fanta commercial?
No.
Fanta. Don't you want to? Wanta. No? Am I the only one that remembers that?
I remember. Orange Fanta.
All right. Thank God I'm not.
I think maybe every warm-blooded male remembers that video.
It's actually a very, most of us, yes. The two that we're missing, we did say Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew
is on the list.
I almost went there instead of root beer. That's what I should have gone with.
And we had Coke. We had Diet Coke. Coke Zero is also on the list.
Ew.
All right. Leah started that round. Jeremy, you're starting this round. Here is your category. Give me the 12 ingredients in Rachel Ray's chicken noodle soup.
I'm going to go out on a real big limb here and say chicken.
Chicken is on the list. Jennifer.
I'm going to go with noodles.
Noodles is on the list. Hannah.
Carrots
is on the list. Leah.
I don't know. Celery?
Celery is on the list. Jeremy.
I don't ever think about what's in my food.
I'm going to go ahead and say onions.
Onion is on the list. Jennifer.
I'm going to go with parsley.
Parsley is on the list. Hannah, you're up.
Salt.
Salt is on the list. Leah.
Yeah.
I don't know, broth?
Chicken stock is on the list. Jeremy, you're the cook in the group. Chicken broth and stock are the same thing, yes?
Yeah, we can call that a technical yes.
No. They're not.
Actually, no. Okay, so technically we'll say no, but I mean, people use the term interchangeably, but no, they're not the same.
I have never heard them use it interchangeably, and sorry, I'm
really?
Okay
too.
You can take the point away from me. I'm fine because I can't think of anything else anyway.
That's fine. I think you're right. They are different things, but I'm going to go and eliminate chicken stock then, being that I said it out loud. Leah has been eliminated, but you guys, we went 7 in a row again. So let's keep going here. Jeremy, you're up.
Man, all the big ones were already called. I'm going to say Hannah went with salt. I'm going to go with black pepper.
Pepper is on the list. Jennifer.
All right. So I'm going to say what I put in my chicken soup. And I only think of this because every time I make my chicken soup, I start seeing parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Because I put thyme in mine.
Thyme is not on the list, nor is it on your side. Hannah, you're up.
So I think she just gave me a hint because I think I'm going to go with rosemary.
Rosemary is not on the list.
Ugh.
Jeremy, you're the only one left, and you can run this a little bit. There are 3 left.
Man, I don't know. Trying to think, it's going to be an herb, I think, for sure. So we've got the rosemary said no. Said no on the thyme. I could see, you know, I know Rachel Ray's a fan of dill. Let's go with dill.
Dill is on the list.
Yeah.
You got two more.
It's going to be another herb. It's very common in soups. Let's go with bay leaf.
Bay leaves are on the list. We have a cook on the group in the playing though.
Sorry.
So. Oh no, that sucks because I actually use bay leaf in my soup too, and it just didn't even dawn on me to say it.
There's one left.
Man, I don't know. It's going to be some sort of vegetable, I would think, because you got chicken noodles, carrot, celery, onion, salt, pepper, chicken stock. I don't know. Probably some kind of a root vegetable. Say, man, I guess I should just guess something.
Yes.
Let's go with rutabaga. I don't know.
Rutabaga is not on the list. The one that you're missing is parsnip.
Who puts parsnip in chicken noodle soup?
Someone who makes Rachel, a lot of money making chicken noodle soup.
She can put whatever she wants in it then.
You're damn right.
I don't even know what that is.
I mean, I could go into a whole spiel about it, but I'll hold back.
That's all right. We're going to go over to Jennifer next. Jennifer, list the 9 most popular herbs grown in home gardens. One of them, at least, not all 9.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people end up growing parsley.
Parsley is on the list. Hannah, you're up.
We have some in our garden, and it is basil.
Basil, number 1 with a bullet. Leah. What do we have in our garden?
I don't know any herbs. What?
Marijuana.
What I was going to say is a fruit, not an herb.
I would not say that then. You're pretty.
And I didn't write down all the answers that people said for the last category to see if any of them overlapped. The only one I had down was parsley, and I started writing them down because I got eliminated. What would people... Oregano? Is that something you grow?
Oregano is not on the list. Is oregano, it's not its own... Is it its own spice, or is it a combination of spices?
Nope, oregano is its own leaf.
Well, it's not on the list, and it's over to Jeremy.
That's surprising.
You're up, Jeremy.
I'm up. Hey, yo. Okay. Let's say I've got my own little list going over here. We're going to go with cilantro.
Cilantro is not on the list.
What? Get out of here.
I will say I feel a little bit of confidence in this list. It is from Reader's Digest, so there's a little bit of vigor into the numbers they're putting here, or the results they're putting here. It's Jennifer and Hannah. The cook has been eliminated. Jennifer, what's your next guess?
I'm going to go with dill.
Oh, and dill is not on the list.
What?
Hannah, you can get a commanding lead here if you can name the other 7 most popular herbs grown in home gardens.
Oh, dang. So I'll answer for the second question in a row. Rosemary?
Rosemary is on the list.
Okay. What were we trying to grow? Thyme?
Thyme is definitely on your side because it's there as well. I can see the wheels literally turning in her head.
I'm trying to think of the spices we actually have in our spice cabinet.
I can't tell if Jeremy's rooting for you or against you.
I'm really proud.
If he can't get this, at least your wife can.
You won't be proud if I can't think of something else.
I already am. You already got me, so.
Stop it.
We said parsley. What's the other thing? Oh, chives.
Chives is on the list.
Yeah.
And Jennifer has her head in her hands, or she slapped her head with her hands. There are four left.
They have those on potato chips sometimes.
Oh, yeah. That is the extent of our herb garden. So, did we say cilantro already?
I cannot tell you what's been said or what hasn't been said yet.
Oh, no. Paprika?
Oh, paprika is not on the list, but you tapped out with four answers. That's impressive.
I don't think paprika is something that you grow, is it?
No. You're pretty.
We'll let the chef tell us. The ones that you missed. Coriander. Mint. Sage. And tarragon.
So I have to say really quick, if it's okay, that coriander and cilantro are technically the same plant. Coriander is the seed. Coriander is the seed of the cilantro plant. Sometimes the terms are used interchangeably. Just throwing it out there.
Hold on. I'll research.
I didn't even think of mint.
I was going to say mint too. That was going to be my next guess.
I didn't even make my list over here next to my arm over here. I've got a little list. I didn't even think about it. What'd you say? Coriander, mint, and what?
Tarragon.
Sage.
Tarragon.
Sage. I was going to say sage too.
According to the list that I'm looking at, they are two different things. Coriander is the dried leaves and stem, and cilantro is the seeds. So, sorry, but I'm going by what I have here, so.
You're good.
We're going to move on with a formal protest, not even lodged by Jen. And we're going to start this with Hannah. Hannah, list or tell me the eight biggest Las Vegas casinos based on square footage. Hopefully the person with a travel blog has been to Vegas.
Not yet. We were going to go for our anniversary, but for 10 years, we're not sure yet. I'm going to say the Bellagio.
The Bellagio is on the list. Leah, you're up.
MGM Grand?
The MGM Grand is on the list. Jeremy?
I'm going to say the Mirage.
The Mirage is not on the list.
Oh, dang.
Jennifer?
I've never been to Vegas either. I'm going to go just with my favorite one because I want to stay there. The Luxor.
The Luxor is not on the list. Hannah, you're up. I can just see the twitching in her face.
The one with the Paris theme. Is it just called Paris? It's not.
Okay. Hold on. No helping, guys. Head shaking yes and no is not permitted.
I guess my answer is Paris.
Paris is not on the list.
That is what it's called, though.
It is what it's
called. Okay, good.
It's one of my favorites.
Leah, you can get a little bit of a head start here. What do you think?
Caesar's Palace.
Caesar's Palace is not on the list.
What? Are we all out?
Everyone's out.
How about Planet Hollywood?
Planet Hollywood is not on the list. The list consists of the Venetian.
Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
The Wynn.
Oh.
Santa Fe Station. What? South Point and Aria.
No. Lame.
Yeah, I don't really know any of those.
Yeah.
Oh, the Venetian's beautiful.
I've heard of the Venetian because I saw it at Legoland.
Yeah, I think you can do like little gondola rides through that one.
Yeah. Mandalay Bay is the one that's got a giant ass wave pool.
Yeah. That one's at the end of like the very end of the show.
It's down by the Luxor, yeah.
Yeah. You have to take the little trolley.
Where's the water feature? The one that has all the fountains.
That's the Bellagio.
Yeah, the Bellagio.
Okay.
That's at the other end.
One day we'll get there.
Fun fact, if you sit at the slot machines, they just bring you free drinks.
Yes, they do.
It's fun. You don't pay for them. You just tip your waitresses.
I just go to the video poker place. I put $20 on the video poker machine.
For like 10 cents, 25 cents?
Yeah, it's like 25 cents a hand. And, you know, I would sit there and play for 4 or 5 hours. Get a nice little buzz going. It's actually a lot of fun. So the video poker where I was staying was right in the sports book.
Yeah, sports books are fun.
So, like, you can catch, like, you get on there, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, you catch all the 1 o'clock and noon baseball games on the East Coast and just ride that wave through the end of the day.
And I don't care anything about basketball, but I was in there for March Madness 3 years ago, and it was just the energy of it was really fun.
So here's your scores after four rounds. Leah has got 5 points, Jeremy with 7, Jennifer's got 4, Hannah in the lead with 8 points.
Wow.
We are over to round number 5, and we're going to start this with Leah. Leah?
Please don't want to be a cooking question.
According to the Food Service Research Institute, what are Americans' 10 favorite cheeses?
What? Cheese.
The Leaning Tower of Cheese.
I'm going to say American.
American is on the list. Jeremy.
I'm going to go ahead and go with Swiss.
Swiss is on the list as well. Jennifer.
I am going to go with cheddar.
Americans do love their cheddar. Hannah, you're up.
Let's say provolone.
Provolone is on the list, and we're back to Leah.
You love cheese. I just, I don't know, mozzarella?
Number one with a bullet because Americans
really
love their pizza.
Yeah, but I feel like you wouldn't order mozzarella on a whole lot of things, but I don't know.
I think pizza alone gets it there. Jeremy, you're up.
I'm going to go with Parmesan.
Number three on the list. Jennifer. I can't tell if she's frozen or she's in thought.
No, sorry. I didn't realize I was muted. I'm going to go with a Gouda.
Gouda is not a Gouda answer. Gouda's not on the list.
But it's so good in mac and cheese.
It's probably my favorite. I actually got some smoked Gouda with bacon in the fridge. I can just eat that a block whole. It's so damn good.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Hannah, you're up.
Well, I was going to say Gouda, so thanks for going first. I'm going to say goat cheese.
Goat cheese is not on the list.
So good, too.
Unless, Jeremy, does goat cheese go by any other names?
It could be Chev, C-H-E-V-R-E.
Nope.
That's the French name for it? Then no, I wouldn't think anything else, no.
All right.
Well, thanks for trying.
I've gotten in trouble with food questions already tonight. I'm not going to make that mistake again. Leah, you're up.
So if I were to order a sandwich and they asked me what kind of cheese I wanted to put on it.
I know for a fact you can order a sandwich. I've seen you do it.
If I were at Subway, which I have not been at a very long time, they're like, what kind of cheese do you want? I always say American, but I know that there's other cheeses out there. I'm just gonna, this is international cheese, but I can't think of anything that Americans would like, so I'm just gonna say feta.
Feta is on the list, number 10 with a bullet.
Good for you, Americans. Get that Greek cheese in there.
Jeremy, you're up.
I'm toying with two. I was waiting for somebody to say one of them, so I'm gonna pick. I'm gonna go with pepper jack.
Oh, that's a good one.
Pepper jack is not on the list.
What?
Shock.
Leah, everyone Dang. Else has been eliminated. There are 3 different kinds of cheese left.
Is there something that's like funny, like white cheddar?
I can't give you any hints. That would be cheating.
Well, I didn't know if white cheddar and cheddar are 2 different things. If your list would consider them 2 different things. I'm just so bland with my cheeses, I guess. Oh, what's that fancy one that comes in like the little containers? But if Pepper Jack's not on there, it's not going to be on there. I'm just going to say white cheddar. I know it's not on the list.
No, white cheddar is not on the list. There are three that you missed. Pepper Jack is not.
Can I guess?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Is one of them Munster?
Munster is not on the list. Blue cheese was. Blue cheese was on the list.
Blue cheese. Blue cheese crumbles.
Well, Jeremy, what was yours?
How about Brie?
Brie is not on the list.
Ooh, dang.
So Pepper Jack wasn't on the list, but you know what was?
Oh, Colby Jack?
Monterey Jack.
Oh, that was the name of the little mouse in one of those Disney movies.
Should have known.
The Mexican taco mixture.
And what's the type of cheese you typically put in lasagna?
Ricotta.
Ricotta cheese.
Son of a.
Why are these all food related? Tell me that.
Have you seen my size?
Why don't you shuffle that card deck a little bit better?
I'm going to verify there's no more food-related questions now that we got people complaining.
I'm not complaining, and I didn't even do that well on any of them except for the soup.
There are no more food-related questions. Jeremy, you're starting this round off. Jeremy, Americans do love their pets. What are the 10 most popular species of pets in the United States?
I'm going to go with dog.
Number one with a bullet is dog. Jennifer.
Cat.
They are often living together and causing mass hysteria. Cat is on the list. Hannah.
Fish.
Number four on the list is fish. Leah.
Bird.
Birds is definitely on the list. Down at number seven. Jeremy, I heard you have spoken. What do you say?
I am going to go with a hamster.
Number three is hamster. Nicely done. We have got five left, and we're going to pass it over to Jennifer.
I'm going to go with turtle.
A turtle is not on the list.
What? I had like five of them.
I've had two.
Turtle's not on the list. Hannah, you're up.
I'm going to say a guinea pig.
Guinea pig is number six on the list.
Jeremy Leah. Keeps trying to convince us to get one, and it's not happening.
Leah, you're up.
A snake.
Snake is on the list.
I do not trust those people, but I know people have them.
The list has snakes, but not turtles. That's a little shocking to me. Yeah. Jeremy, you're up.
So I'm toying between two. I think if I have to pick one, I'm going to go ahead and say rabbit or bunny.
Rabbit is not on the list.
It's because all snakes really? Eat them.
Yeah.
Hannah, over to you. You've got three left.
I'm going to say mice.
Mice is on the list.
For food for the snake.
If I had to guess, it's because you have like 30 of them in one thing. So 30, one person owning 30 mice is 30 people owning one dog. All right. Leah, you're up. Two left.
A horse.
Horse is not on the list.
Okay.
Hannah, there are two left, and you can add your lead here. What do you say?
So, I want to make sure we're not doing, like, semantics where, like, turtle is not on the list, but tortoise is on the list? Or would you consider those the same thing?
For the writing of this question, they would be the same.
Okay, so I'm not going to guess that.
The two that are left are distinctly different.
What about a lizard?
I would need you to be more specific.
An iguana.
Iguana is on the list.
Yes.
There is one left. Can you get it?
I'm going to guess a ferret.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You just completed the list. Nicely done.
I spend a lot of time in pet stores.
All right. Question number 7. This one is going to start off with Jennifer with a shit-eating grin on her face. Jennifer, I want you to tell me the top-selling singles from the band ABBA.
Oh, my God.
Rumor has it you are one of these whenever... Dancing Queen? There you go. Dancing Queen number 1 with a bullet.
The only one I know.
Hannah, you're up next.
I'm going to say Kadabra.
Oh, yeah. Kadabra is not on the list. Hannah is out. Leah, you're up.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, here I go again. Mamma Mia is on the list. Jeremy.
I'm going to go ahead and say Fernando.
Fernando is on the list. Jennifer.
I'm pretty sure I just said that was the only one that I knew. Like, I'll know them when I listen to them, but I don't know the names of songs in general, so I am just going to bow out of this one.
All right, Jennifer's out. Hannah is out. It's down to Leah and Jeremy. Leah, you're up next. Is looking at the ceiling helping?
Okay, I've seen the movie Mamma Mia, and I can say that because we've already used that answer. Several times. I'm just trying to remember songs from it. Super Trooper?
Super Trooper is not on the list.
I did like that song from the movie.
Jeremy, you're up, and you've got ample room here to go ahead and dig into your wife's lead. What do you think?
I only have 2 more in my arsenal of my brain that I can think of.
Okay.
One of them, I think, maybe, perhaps, is Chiquitita.
That is not on the list, but is there maybe an English version of that may be on the list? Like, is that maybe a foreign language that maybe changed something else in English?
That sounds a whole lot like you're giving him hints.
No, because if it's wrong, he's out. If it's right and it just goes by a different name in the U.S., then I would give him points.
If it does, I don't know what it would be, to be honest. If it goes by something else, I'm not sure what it would be.
I am going to go ahead and just pull this up real quick.
I'm really being controversial tonight, huh?
And no, it is not called anything else.
Okay.
Chiquitita is not on the list. The songs that you missed. Take a Chance on Me.
Oh, Take a Chance on Me. Take a Chance. I remember that one. That was from the movie.
Knowing Me, Knowing You. Lay All Your Love on Me.
That was in the movie.
Does Your Mother Know? The Winner Takes It All. And the 2 most popular ones. What are you sending out? Sending out an SOS. Oh. And then there was, of course, their famous, famous ballad dedicated to Napoleon. Waterloo.
That's what I sing. I was trying to think because I say that for Mama, the Mama Roo that we put our baby in.
I know.
And I sing it and I kept wanting to say Mama Roo, Mama Roo. But
it's
I was
Waterloo.
Like, it's not Mama Roo. It's something that rhymes with that, but I just could not think of it.
Ugh. We are on to question or round number 8.
Mama Roo.
This one starts with Hannah. Hannah, what are the 10 most trusted brands of toothpastes? Name one of the 10 most trusted brands.
Colgate.
Colgate number 1 with a bullet. Leah, you're up.
Crest.
Number 2 is Crest. Jeremy.
I'm going to say Sensodyne.
Sensodyne number 4. Jennifer, you're up.
I'm going to go with Aquafresh.
Aquafresh number 3. You guys got the first 4. There are 6 left. We're going back to Hannah.
Arm & Hammer?
Number 5. Arm & Hammer. Leah.
Dentine?
Dentine is not on the list. Leah has been eliminated from round number 8. Jeremy, you're up.
I'm going to go with one of the ones that I really like as of late, and that's Tom's.
Tom's is not on the list. Jennifer.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there were any other toothpastes out there, so oot.
You're oot?
I'm oot.
Jennifer's bowed out. Hannah, you can get an even more commanding lead. It's up to you.
I'm going to guess Rembrandt.
Rembrandt is not on the list.
Dang. Is Listerine?
Listerine is not. The remaining brands, because when I was poor in college, I went with the off-brand. I thought it was an off-brand. Apparently not. It's a brand called AIM that you could buy at the dollar store. There's also Glister, which I have never heard of. Close Up. Pepsodent. And Forever Bright. All right, your scores as we head into the third quarter. Not the third quarter, the final third of our game.
Such a cute kitty.
It's a cute cat. Look at the cat. It looks like Jeremy just got a sniff of a catnip.
She tried to kill me just now.
Well, maybe she's trying to kill you because we actually have a really tight game here. Your scores... Jennifer has got 8 points. Leah has got 12. Jeremy's at 13. And Hannah has 16 points. Wow. It's close. And there are 4 rounds left. And round number 9 is going to start with my lovely wife, Leah. Are you ready?
Depends on the category.
Leah, I want you to tell me one of the 10 most populous English-speaking countries where English is the first language spoken.
There's 10 countries that have English as their first language?
Yes.
United States of America.
USA number 1. Jeremy, you're up.
Let's go with Canada.
Canada number 3. Jennifer.
I'm going to go with England.
England or the United Kingdom is number 2 on the list. Hannah.
The Republic of Ireland.
Ireland is number 5. Nicely done.
Australia.
Australia, number 4 on the list. Jeremy.
I'm going to go with Scotland.
Scotland is part of the United Kingdom, so I will let you guess again. And I want to put a clarifier out there. If that was not such a hot topic issue between the UK and all that, if you had guessed something that just wasn't right, I would not let you go again. But because there's a lot of talk about what is and is not part of the UK, and she did say England and I gave her UK, I wanted to make sure I gave that same extension to you. So I will let you guess again.
Okay. I'm stuck. I don't know. I'm just going to pick a country that I know is not right. Let's say Denmark.
Denmark is not on the list. I believe they speak Danish.
Yeah, I couldn't think of one.
And to be fair, when I'm staying at a continental breakfast, I speak Danish too. Jennifer, you're up.
I'm going to go with New Zealand.
New Zealand is on the list. Nicely done. Hannah.
Dang, I was going to say New Zealand.
You know what there's to do in New Zealand? You know what you can do? A lot of walking. And that's about it.
And you can visit the most southern capital in the world. That's what we learned today.
No, you can hobbit holes.
Yeah.
Or you have to walk to them.
Yeah, you have to do the Lord of the Rings tour.
You just walk everywhere.
No, you get to them.
I've seen the movies. There was a lot of walking and not a whole lot of else.
But it's English, so it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Hannah, you're up.
I'm trying to think of someplace that's close. Oh, no. Ooh. Greenland?
Greenland is not on the list because Greenland is not its own country.
Oh, I had that on my list, too.
So, unfortunately, it does not fall under the same rules that I had for Jeremy when it came to Scotland. Greenland is a part of Denmark.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
So, Hannah has been eliminated. We're back to Leah. You have four countries left. How many of, well, no, because you and Jennifer are still in. So name one of the four that are left.
The Bahamas?
The Bahamas are not on the list.
Mm. I've been to the Bahamas and people spoke English there.
It's not the primary language.
What is it? What's the primary language?
I don't know. They may not be one of the 10 most populous either, though. But,
that was part of it, too. Oh, I didn't think about population.
Jennifer, you can make up 4 points here. What do you say? Like, she's got her pen out. She's taking notes.
I have a bad memory. That happens when you have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a tough one, too, because it's as its first language. That's the hard part. Sweden, you have Swedish. Finland, you have Finnish. I have never been good at, like, geography, guys. I don't know. I'm going to go with something in Europe. I don't know. I'm just going to go with Finland. I don't, it's not right, but I'm going to go with Finland.
Finland is not right. Europe is actually done. Everyone's been eliminated now. So let's see here. I'll try, just so we can try and name the rest here. I'm going to tell you where they're located. You tell me if you can name the country. Two of these countries are in Africa.
South Africa.
South Africa is on the list.
Egypt?
Nope.
Ethiopia?
Nope.
Nigeria?
Yes, Nigeria is the other one.
Oh, wow.
That's where my college friend was from. That's why I figured her dad spoke very good English and he was from Nigeria.
All right. The remaining two are both island nations. One in the West Pacific, one in the Caribbean.
Barbados.
No.
Philippines.
The Philippines is in the Pacific. That's it. There's one in the Caribbean.
Trinidad.
Nope.
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Jamaica. Red stripe.
Hooray, beer. All right. Three rounds left. This round starts with Jeremy. Jeremy, name one of the 10 busiest U.S. airports based on passenger boardings. You don't need to, unless it's an area that has multiple airports, you will just be able, you just have to name the city.
Got a couple in mind, but let's go with Atlanta.
Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta is number one with a bullet. Jeremy's on the board. Jennifer, you're up.
All right. I am going to go with JFK.
JFK, number five. Hannah.
I'm going to say LAX.
LAX is number two. Leah, you're up.
LaGuardia?
LaGuardia is not on the list.
What? It's in the same place as JFK, just different areas. Whatever. This list is bogus. I call shenanigans. I've been to both airports and they both seem very, very busy to me.
Keep in mind, we went to both airports on the same trip, if you remember that.
That is true. That was your fault, though.
That was totally my fault. I called the cab to take us to the airport and I put in LaGuardia and we're pulling into LaGuardia and we looked down at our boarding
pass. He's like, JFK. Yeah, he's like, what boarding zone or what color, you know, boarding area are you guys going to? And we're like, wrong airport. Sorry. Yeah. We look
at it, doesn't say a color. It's just like zone three. No, it says JFK on the boarding pass. Oh, shit.
Hey, LaGuardia is a terrible airport anyways, so.
We flew into LaGuardia. I think we flew into LaGuardia out of JFK. Yeah. That was the problem.
Yeah, I think it was. It was whatever our cheaper flights were.
Yeah, we were poor. Okay. Leah has been eliminated. Jeremy, you're up.
I'm going to go with Dallas-Fort Worth.
Number four. Dallas-Fort Worth. Jennifer.
I'm going to go with Orlando.
Orlando Airport is not on the list.
Wow.
Hannah, you're up.
I'm going to say O'Hare in Chicago.
Number three is O'Hare Airport. Jeremy.
I'm going to say... Gotta pick one. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I'm going to go for the long shot of the two. I'm going to say Newark.
Newark is not on the list. Here's your chance, Hannah. There are five left.
Okay. My gut says Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is not on the list.
Dang it.
Can I guess one real quick?
It won't count for points, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, of course. Boston, Logan?
Logan, yeah.
Logan is not on the list.
What about the D.C.
Oh, really? Seattle?
Ronald
None
Reagan?
Of the D.C.s Seattle? Are on the list. Seattle's not on the list. Dalton? Hold on.
What?
So there is
Miami?
One in California that's not been listed. San Francisco. There is not Miami is not on the list either. There's one that kind of relates to one of the categories earlier that has a lot of tourists that go there.
It's not helpful.
Midway?
No, think further west. It's a category we talked about earlier. It's directly related.
Oh, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, McCarran Airport, Las Vegas.
Oh.
Okay. Another East Coast city that you wouldn't think of.
Charlotte. Yeah, I like that airport. There's a lot of connections there.
U.S. Air has got a huge hub out of Charlotte. Rocky Mountain High.
Colorado.
Be Denver International. And the last one is one of the biggest hubs out on the west side of the U.S.
Phoenix. Yes, I always have to go through Phoenix.
I hate flying through Phoenix.
I've never been out that far.
Phoenix is fun. It's just a pain in the ass to just, it's hot. It's go during like the winter. In the winter, like even the spring even, it's beautiful at night. But in the summer, it's just hot. Oppressively hot.
Yeah, it was 116 when I went there 1 year.
My cousin lived there.
I went out for spring training in 2015. And it was 90 degrees during the day and like 50 at night.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go to Denver in June because we got $100 round trip tickets, but we'll see. That's
I'd still live in Colorado. Flowers.
I lived in Colorado Springs for a while and it was really, really nice.
Colorado Springs is beautiful. Good. If the craft beer scene there when I was there, this is years ago, but the craft beer scene there was great. I want to go, I want to do Durango, Colorado. That's like my dream vacation right now in the U.S. All right. There are two rounds left. This round is going to start with Jennifer. Jennifer, according to the website childrensbooksguides.com, list the 10 best Dr. Seuss books.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish is number 6. Hannah, you're up.
I'm going to say Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat is number 3. Leah.
Green Eggs and Ham?
I do not like them, but they are on the list. Number 2. Jeremy.
How about Hop on Pop?
Hop on Pop is something I hope Baby Paige never does, but it is number 8. We're back to Jennifer. No wrong answers yet.
I'm going to go with Horton Hears a Who.
Horton Hears a Who is not on the list.
Oh, that was one of mine, too.
It is not on the list.
I really suck at this, guys. I have a ton more on my list, too.
This will be, if you lose, though, this I think will be your first loss on the show ever.
Yeah, I think so, too. I can't do that. Guys, you're killing me.
Hold on. Guys, her internet connection sucks. Yeah, Jennifer, are you there?
I win by default. All
right. Jennifer has been eliminated. Hannah, you're up.
I'm going to say The Lorax.
The Lorax is number 4. Leah.
I mean, I just know that this is a common graduation present for my kids. So, Oh, the Places You Will Go?
Number 1. Oh, the Places You'll Go.
Probably, because it's like a big graduation gift.
Jeremy, what do you say?
I was going to say that, Leah, because oftentimes we read excerpts for our seniors that graduate, too. Right. It's a really common one. I'm going to go with Fox in Socks.
Barely scratching the top 10 is Fox in Socks. Hannah, you're up.
I don't think I know anymore.
Well, there are three left.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, number 5. Leah, 2 left. Can you get one?
Is Yertle the Turtle one?
Is that going to be your guess?
Sure.
Yertle the Turtle is not on the list.
Is it a Dr. Seuss book, though?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because Yertle the Turtle climbed to the top to view his kingdom. And the turtle at the bottom got pissy and said, screw you, I'm leaving. And all the turtles came tumbling down.
I don't think that's how that book goes.
I don't either. But that in my head, that's how the book goes. It's all about getting rid of the monarchy. Having ruling of the people. That's what Dr. Seuss is about. Jeremy, you're up.
It's very Animal Farm.
Dr. Seuss is Orwellian now?
The only other one that I can think of off the top of my head that might be up there would be Dr. Seuss's ABC.
Dr. Seuss's ABC is number 9. Hannah, can you complete the list? There's one left. It is number 6.
I guarantee you I cannot. So I'm just going to guess the Lorax sequel.
The Lorax Takes Manhattan.
The seldomly read Lorax 2 Electric Bugaloo is not on the list. Had they named it Lorax 2 Cruise Control, that would be up there for sure. The one that we're missing. Anyone have a guess of the one that we're missing?
I do.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I was going to say the Sneetches.
The Sneetches is not on it.
That's a good one.
I thought of another one. There was one that you put a picture of yourself. I think it was called The Book About Me or something.
Nope.
Is it the Mulberry Street one?
Nope.
That's the one that our realtor gave us.
Is it The Cat in the Hat Comes Back?
No.
Wow.
This one I've never heard of. I've never heard of it. The book is called Mr. Brown Can Moo, Can You?
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Oh, man. What sucks is I have a bunch of them on the shelf in front of me, but I'm completely blind, so I can't see any of the titles.
Damn.
I see all the Star Wars books. I can't see the Dr. Seuss ones, though. The writing's so small.
They're so thin. The print is small.
Yeah.
Hannah's going to start in this last round, and she is winning right now. So you guys need her to get this wrong quickly, and then someone else needs to run the score up to try and catch Hannah.
It won't be me.
Me either.
And I'm a big fan of geography, but if I'm a big fan of anything else after geography, it would be U.S. history. Ugh. So we are going to end this. According to the Smithsonian, list the top 10 most influential figures in U.S. history. Hannah, you get to start.
George Washington.
George Washington is on the list. Leah.
Abraham Lincoln. Is that not on the list?
Yes, Abraham Lincoln's on the list.
I was like, oh, all right. He, like, abolished slavery and stuff.
Jeremy.
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford is not on the list. Jennifer, you're up.
I'm going to go with Alexander Hamilton.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's a good thing you did because Aham is on the list. A dot burr. Hannah, you're up.
I'm going to say, the guy that the beer, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams is not on the list.
Oh, no.
Hannah's been eliminated, guys. Jeremy and Hannah are out. Leah and Jennifer, if you guys, one of you can go on a roll, we might be able to catch Hannah and dethrone her as the current champion. Not even the current champion, but the leader going into this final question. Leah, we're going to you next.
What year did this come out? Is this like a recent list?
These lists were compiled as of 2015.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr. is on the list. Jennifer, you're up.
Oh, man, I was thinking, like, super old, like, you know, beginning of the country, not anything recent. Oh, that opens a whole new world of possibilities. I'm going to go with JFK.
JFK is not on the list.
Oh, he was on my list, too.
JFK, like, the assassination of JFK is huge. Like, that's popular everywhere. But when it comes to being, like, influential, he died in his first term.
Yeah, that's true. But all the streets are named after him.
Yes, and he was hugely popular when it happened. But as far as lasting legacy, it's just not there.
Marilyn Monroe. Oh, sorry.
Leah, yeah, you're up, and you can, let's see if you can make a run here.
I have three written down. I'm trying to decide which one I want to go with. Okay, I'm going to go with one. I don't know if she's going to be on the list, but if she's not on the list, she should be. Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks is not on the list.
Boo!
Leah, I give you a point for that.
Everyone has been eliminated. Before we give your final scores, let's see if you guys can get the rest of these. So, let's see if I can give you some hints. One of them featured very prominently in the musical Hamilton.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
He was one of my other three. I should have gone with him. Rats.
There are two more from colonial times.
John Adams?
Not John Adams.
Charles
Lee. Charles who?
Lee, the general?
No, it was not Charles Lee. We already got the one that featured heavily in Hamilton. So the two more from colonial times. One, I don't even know if he's name dropped in Hamilton or not, but he was very influential in the founding of the country.
John Hancock?
No.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine.
Not Thomas Paine. Shorter, rotund, prolific.
Ben Franklin?
Ben Franklin is on the list. The other one...
He invented a lot of stuff. He did the bifocals.
Yes, among many other things. The longest serving Chief Justice in Supreme Court history.
RGB?
No.
BG, not GB. That was dumb. I'm dumb.
Either way, it's still not right.
No, it's not. It's a gentleman by the name of John Marshall. No?
That was actually a question on Jeopardy the other night.
No one knows who John Marshall is. Do your history reading. All right. When you think of prolific inventors in the U.S., what's the first name that comes to mind?
Tesla.
Tesla should not be the answer to that question.
I don't know.
When it comes to prolific inventors who supposedly stolen a lot of inventions, what comes to mind?
Edison.
Thomas Edison is on the list. The last two that we're missing are both former presidents.
Roosevelt.
Which one?
Well, Teddy Roosevelt did the national parks. The other one did World War II.
Didn't FDR do the highway system too?
It was part of the New Deal.
Yeah, I'm going to say FDR is probably more influential.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt is on the list. The last president was one of the few presidents, might one of the only ones actually, that actually won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Bill Clinton.
No. So I think as far as they're talking about influential people, I think they're referring to his influence in foreign policy. After World War I, he was the lead architect of the League of Nations.
Eisenhower.
Oh, that's World War II.
Oh.
It's Woodrow Wilson.
Oh. I always forget about him.
The League of Nations was Wilson's idea, and then the United States never joined. But when it came to influence overseas, that had a lot to do with foreign policy decisions outside of the U.S.
But like Susan B. Anthony and people like that. I feel like this list lacked a lot of women on here.
Of course it did.
Ugh, the patriarchy. Ugh. Who is this? The Smithsonian who came up with this list?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Careful, Chris.
I'm for sure giving you points for Rosa Parks.
Yeah, come on definitely. Now.
The only thing about Rosa Parks is she was the start of something big, but she wasn't personally involved in starting a lot of things in the nation.
She influenced other people to do things.
I would also say before Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman would be on that list first.
I was thinking that too.
Harriet Tubman, I would definitely think, yeah.
Yeah, if there's going to be a woman on that list, Tubman is the one that comes to mind.
Well, and I was thinking like Susan B. Anthony with like the women's like suffrage and things like that.
Yeah,
and
Susan B. Anthony. Yeah. I mean, you got, you got Eleanor Roosevelt could be on that list. Yeah. Dolly Madison could be on that list. There's a lot of women that could
Dolly
be on that
Barton.
List.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, yes.
Sally Field, a lot, come on.
Well, no, actually, Dolly Parton, she's like in the background of a lot of stuff that people don't know about. Yeah. Like right now, she's in the background of finding a cure for COVID-19.
And she was one of the co-executive producers or something uncredited on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's what I just found out recently.
She does something with books for kids too, doesn't she? Like,
I think it's a free book a month to underprivileged children. She does a lot of stuff like low key. She is pretty awesome.
I don't listen to any of your music mainly because Jolene will make me cry.
Jolene?
What's the one about the Jolene. Christmas shoes? Christmas shoes. If you don't cry listening to Christmas shoes, you have no heart.
No.
Oh, that song. Every time I'm a blubbering mess when it's over. All right. Your final scores. Jennifer was dealt her first loss. She finished with 13 points.
I'm never playing with you guys again.
I'm sorry. We have to finish comic books, though. We got to finish that.
I mean, like, with these three. I'm never playing with these three again.
Like, at the same time or, like, individually? Like, if you log in and see Hannah here, you're going to quit?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn it, Hannah. It's all your fault.
In third place is my lovely wife, Leah, with 18 points. Second place, it is Jeremy with 19 points, and your champion. And we will shower her with praise, well deserved, with 23 points. It's Hannah.
She killed us. Good job, Hannah.
Nicely done, Hannah. Nicely done. Well, everyone, we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Pub Trivia Experience. If you're enjoying the show, go ahead, write us a review right there on Facebook. Not on Facebook, there you go. Right there on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you're getting it. Leave us a review. Leave us a 5-star rating as well. I know you're in quarantine. A lot of people have some extra time. If you enjoy the show, tell your friends. Like, tell them. If you want to be a part of the show, email us, pubtriviaexperience@gmail.com. We are currently accepting positions here, or people who are looking to come in and host their own trivia games. And you know what? The nice thing about us is we have no set format. Whatever format you want to do, we will do. We still have to go back and do another. We have two more Kevin Smith episodes to go. We've got to do a view on probably his best movie in Chasing Amy, and then we're going to do Dogma. There's so much to do. Running out of time. Find us on Facebook, on Instagram, or on Twitter. PubTriviaExperience.com on the interwebs. For the Pub Trivia Experience, though, I have been Chris.
I'm Leah.
I'm Jen.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Jeremy.
Have a great week, everybody.